Billy Clyde Gillespie.
But where are we going for our next coach?
Maybe this guy right here.
All right, because on our phone now, we are joined by the great drummer, rock and roller, actor, you name it, he's done it. He is Tommy Lee of Motley Crue. How's it going, man?
That was quite the intro.
Yeah, don't you like actor first and foremost above drummer and any entertainer and anything? Because since you starred on Californication, that now you're an official. You got your SAG card.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, we're just sitting around doing our silly little radio show and waiting for you guys to get back together and come to town, which you're doing on June 7th.
Yeah, we're kicking this biatch off in Dallas.
Oh, this is the first one?
Yes, sir.
You're kidding me.
I'm not.
All right, so, okay, I guess you're not then.
Dallas is, that's the first one, man, June 7th.
So when Motley Crue, what's the last tour you guys did?
Last tour we did?
Yeah, like how long has it been since you played together and had to rehearse and all that crap?
Jesus, it's been, last time we were out, I don't know, it's had to be over a year, I think, yeah.
Okay, so not that long ago.
No,
so,
not that long.
Yeah, so whenever you guys get together and say, okay, we're ready to do this tour, and you get Poison and the New York Dolls involved, and, you know, you have the big announcement, at what point do you have to crack the whip and say, all right, let's go to somebody's house and start rehearsing all this mess? Do you still have to do that?
Well, yeah, I mean, for probably, you know, every time we go out, put together a new show with a new production, so you got to kind of put it all back together. So yeah, we actually start in 2 weeks. We'll start rehearsing and putting the whole craziness together, and then we're out. We're off.
Is it hard for the music end of it to come together, or do you guys have a pretty easy time remembering the songs and everything?
Yeah, that's, you know what, it's so crazy. I could play this stuff drunk, blindfolded, like,
which you probably have.
Yeah, which I have. but, you know, we always try to, you know, do something, you know, different every year, whether it's like the last tour we did, we actually played Dr. Feelgood from top to bottom in its entirety. So we just try to switch it up in different arrangements. So that requires, you know, a bit of time to put together some new arrangements and stuff like that. But for the actual songs, I mean, we've been playing them for a while, so.
All right, so whenever you decided that Poison was going out with you, who makes those decisions? Is that a promoter, or do you guys get together and call Brett Michaels and the gang and say, will you do this?
Yeah, that's like a, you know, this one in particular, you know, we have a pretty awesome relationship with our fans, and we listen to what they say. And between a grip of fans and promoters, they've been wanting this tour to go down for a while, and we're like, all right, let's go do it. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, the fans are the ones that are coming to watch the show, you know, so it's really for them.
But you, yourself, you hate Poison, don't you?
I don't, actually. I've known the guys for a long time, and, you know, we've played shows with them before. We've never toured with them, so it should be a fun summer, man.
You weren't enemies in the 80s or anything?
Excuse me?
You weren't enemies with them in the 80s or anything?
No, that's so weird that people say that. You know, they've never done anything to me. I've never done anything to them. Like, there's none of that. So I don't know what that's all about. People on the internet and people start things that aren't even there. It's hilarious sometimes. I'm like, what's that all about?
All right, so this is the great Tommy Lee of Motley Crue. Tour coming here June, what's the first date? June 7th.
June 7th, man.
And we mentioned Californication here at the beginning. It's one of our favorite shows on television. So it was.
Oh yeah.
It was surprising to see you pop up there. How does that happen? You know, does your agent call you, or how do you get that role?
Yeah, they called and asked me if I would like to, you know, be on it, and they had this cool scene where Hank's in the bar, and it just sounded cool. You know, it wasn't some like weird, you know, thing where you're sitting there acting or whatever. It was like just kind of just playing the piano and playing and singing. That's what I do, so we did it.
You got mad piano skills, man. I didn't know that.
Did you grow up learn how to play the piano as a kid?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you know, when you're, I don't know if anyone ever did this where you were growing up, but there's these guys coming around like selling accordions and piano lessons, you know, from door to door. And that's kind of where I started. I started taking piano lessons at a really young age. And I remember hating it, dude. Like, you know, your parents are like, well, you got to practice before you can go out and play with your friends. And I'd be sitting there hating playing scales and really dumb music that was available to play. So now I thank them for making me do that. But I remember at one point just cringing, hating it. But it's a really beautiful instrument to know how to play. So I'm glad that my parents kind of forced me to do it.
Speaking of your parents, whenever Motley Crue first got together or you were friends with these guys at some point, did your mom and dad or one of them in particular look at you and say, dude, what are you doing? What the hell are you doing with your life?
You know, they thought the only one time did that happen is, and that was when I quit high school, my senior year. I remember, I'll never forget having that conversation, telling my parents I'm bailing on school because I got a recording contract and I'm going on tour, I'm going around the world. And I remember my parents going, oh my God, you only have a few months to finish and get your diploma. What if this music thing doesn't work out for you? And I looked at them both and I said, this is going to work out. And good thing it did.
All right, so what was the fallback plan to go back and finish high school? Because you had to have, I don't know, maybe you were too young. There had to be some sort of thing in the back of your mind, though, if like, man, if this thing just goes to hell in a handbasket, what am I going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to be hating life right now. Like, and after telling my parents, like, you know, have some faith in me. I got this. I totally got this. Yeah, I don't know. I never really planned for that plan B. There was never even in my mind. I was like, I'm doing this, and no one's going to stop me. So, you know, I think you know, just that attitude alone was like, well, looks like he's got it. And my parents just kind of like just let it go. And, you know, next time we had that conversation, they were standing at the, at Los Angeles, the Great Western Forum at a sold-out show with 20,000 people in it, and my dad looking around going, well, I guess he's got it.
Was there ever a time along the road with Motley Crue, you know, you guys have gotten together and then you drift apart for a while, then you get back together and all that. Was there ever a time where you thought you wouldn't be doing that with these people anymore, that you just flat out wouldn't be doing it anymore?
Yeah, well, I quit in 2000. I just couldn't do it anymore. And I bailed out for a couple of years because creatively I just had to, I just couldn't do the same thing anymore. You know, it was really, I was going through some pretty heavy changes in my life and I needed a musical change as well. So that was a really crazy kind of, you know, it was a cool time. It was pretty enlightening. I just needed to change it up.
One more question.
And, so I stepped out, I bowed out for a while, but you know, sometimes you need to kind of get outside things and look back and, you know, get a whole new perspective on things.
One more quick one for you before we let you go. The woman that I hate the most in, I don't even know what you call the town. She, I don't know if she lives in New York or Hollywood or whatever. The woman I hate the most in life right now is Kim Kardashian. She just drives me crazy. Just from a variety of reasons. But she seemed to get successful because she had a porn tape released. And now she's a mega millionaire and little kids worshiper and all that. Did the thing, when that your porn tape got stolen, or your tape got stolen,
did it
help your career, you think, or did it do anything for it whatsoever?
Well, I don't even know what you call that. I mean, it didn't hurt it, but I don't know, you know. Musically, I don't know, but, you know, just as far as people knowing who you are, yeah, maybe. I don't really know. I don't really know, you know. It certainly didn't hurt it, but I think that, you know, yeah.
Awesome.
To me, that blows my mind. Like, the use of the word celebrity means nothing to me anymore.
No.
You know, it's like, celebrity, well, what's that? That could be anybody. There's a bunch of people running around with that title who aren't talented that do anything.
Well, at least
what are they a celebrity of?
Yeah, nothing.
In their own mind?
Yeah, that's it.
Or somebody's. All right, the big day is June 7th. The place is the JEXA Energy Pavilion. It is Motley Crue. It's Poison. It's the New York Dolls. Come see Tommy Lee and all those great acts out there on that night. Tommy, we appreciate it today, man.
Right on, man. We'll see you guys soon.
All right. There he goes. Tommy Lee.
Dropped an F-bomb. Did we dump that or we just let that slide since he's a celebrity?
Yeah, we kind of dumped it.
Oh, man.
Come on. Where's the gumption of this show?
Yeah.
We'll just have him pay the fine.
Guy wants to say an F-word, let him say it, you know?
There was a time when we would have rolled with that.
Hooters enjoyed that, I do believe. It was nice. Their first F-bomb of the day. Congratulations, guys.
Actually, I think they were totally indifferent to it all.
Was that David Lee from the Warriors last night?
Yeah, that's who they thought.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
I knew you'd like that.
Yes, the big F-bomb right at the end. They're celebrities for no effing reason.
Or for absolutely effing nothing.
Yeah, absolutely effing nothing. Oh, man.
All right.
Well, he's my new best friend now. We're going to go party.
I bet. You're going to head to the Motley Crue show with Ty?
Yeah. I'm going to sit on Ty's shoulders backwards.
When he said, you know what, guys, I'll see you soon, I almost wanted to say, yeah, probably not.
All right. It is 5:51 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next, let's see if we can induct some people into that 3-bedroom apartment in the sky.